the AFC East. Next on the list here at the Student of the Game draft coverage, I'm Kyle, the Student of the Game. To my left, Chris Weasel, here to bring you all of the info and action that you might require from the draft, starting, of course, with the Miami Dolphins. Now, there's a lot of politics that went into this pick. There's the fan base that are itching and screaming and yelling and kicking for a quarterback and angry at the fact still that they didn't get Peyton Manning. And so the fan base, not the fan base, the owners, the coaching staff, Jeff Ireland and company, decided to draft one quarterback out of Texas A&M, Ryan Tannehill. Now, let me pop quiz you guys. Ryan Tannehill pick, good or bad? Weasel.
I think it reminds me of the Christian Ponder pick. It went up a little too high. So, I don't know. I just for scouting reports and stuff, it's like the guy throws dumb interceptions.
Decisions,
and stuff.
Right.
Yeah. So, if they actually start quarterback David Guard, and they got from the Jags, if they start him and have the guy sit a season or so, I think it would help him out. But
Forgetting about Matt Moore, though.
Right.
Moore, that's
he had
right.
a good year at the end of the year last year.
That's true. Matt Moore, that's right.
So, I mean, I didn't think they were that bad. I think if they acquired a D tackle, something interior to beef up their D, that'd be nice. Goodness knows they were there. Maybe a Dontari Poe, maybe. I don't know. Throwing that out there, maybe. Possibly.
But Poe had good combine numbers. He didn't have good stats in college, though.
I know he didn't have good stats in college, but he's got the build and the
speed,
skill set that might go well with that defense in general. I'm just throwing that around. I don't know.
I think they may. I've read that they may play a 4-3 defense next season. So,
mm-hmm. Well, that's at the mercy of how many linebackers they got. We've had a lot of discussion about that. So, anyways, player losses for the Dolphins include Brandon Marshall, Chad Henne, and Will Allen of the secondary there on defense. They have picked up Gary Guyton from the Patriots, Legadou Nani from the Panthers, and of course David Garrard from the Jags. Huge.
They didn't release their leading tackler safety, Jeremiah Bell.
That's right. I mean, Bell,
he was getting up there in age.
Yeah. But
they did add safety Richard Marshall.
Okay. So there you go. So they went. They let one Marshall go and got another Marshall. There's a new Marshall in town. Ha! See what I did there? Anyways. let's go over then to the Bills, who picked up Stephon Gilmore out of the University of South Carolina. There are some people who got really excited about this pick. I'm not one of them. I just don't know the difference, I guess. I don't know. Maybe. I mean, I like the part where some of their acquisitions included Mark Anderson at defensive end from the Patriots, Mario Williams at defensive end from the Texans. That's nice. They did part with Roscoe Parrish, but whoopity-do. They did extend Stevie Johnson at the receiver spot. They're going to be getting Fred Jackson back from injury. I mean, they could matter for a game or two. Getting George Wilson back, of course, at safety as well after injury last year, after he had four picks of Tom Brady in a single game. I don't know. What do you guys think?
I thought the Bills did pretty good. They pretty much with their needs, they addressed them. They got the cornerback out of South Carolina. They got the offensive tackle, Corey Glenn. They got a wide receiver to go with Stevie Johnson, TJ Graham out of North Carolina State, and they even got linebacker help with Nigel Bradham out of Florida State.
It's Nigel.
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 Think British.
British.
So, I mean, but yeah, I mean, that's great. I mean, I like, you know, what you're doing that there, but I mean, in this division, yeah, actually in this division, it helps, really. They can make an impact with that. That's a good point. So, anyways, let's jump over to the Patriots. We cited earlier how they did lose Mark Anderson and Gary Guyton within division to different teams. Did lose also Ben Jarvis Green Ellis. The firm, a central part of their running back core. Now they'll just have to rely on Danny Woodhead and others. They picked up a lot of guys in the offseason like they tend to do at receiver. They did retain Ocho Cinco, in other words, Chad Johnson. They picked up Dante Stallworth, Brandon Lloyd, and the Colts' Anthony Gonzalez at receiver. So that's quite a bit of depth. They got Will Allen as a DB and tight end Dan Fells as from the Broncos. Caught a few passes for Tebow, made a key catch or two. in some of those overtime games. Yeah, Chris.
Yeah, like they need another tight end.
Well, maybe they want to use
Aaron Hernandez as a receiver, like they need another receiver.
Oh, no, not receiver. I mean fullback.
And didn't they pick up a fullback?
They did not. Not in the draft, anyway.
I mean, they even re-signed Deion Branch and Matthew Slater, a receiver.
Yeah.
I'm looking at one, two, they re-signed five plus the other three, the receivers they had, plus the other two tight ends.
Well, I mean, that's what you do when your top receivers were the two tight ends, though. I mean, that's a lot of weapons. I mean, Tom Brady's their guy. Tom Brady is getting up there. I think he's in year 9, something like that. So it's time to start thinking about that.
And later today, the Patriots are petitioning the NFL to have 7 receivers out on the field.
So, right. The rules committee.
Usually the Patriots are a team to trade back and trade back and collect picks.
That's right.
With their top 2 picks, defensive end from Syracuse, Chandler Jones.
Which they traded up for.
And Dante Hightower.
Dante Hightower.
At Alabama.
Yeah. So they traded up for both of them. And I thought.
Another Bama DB linebacker. At that. Or linebacker. Thank you.
I remember watching. I think the guy, Trevon Wilson. That was kind of a funny pick because they were like, I had him rated as a 7th round prospect. But the by a lot of the like Thomas Shea or whatever, they were saying how. Why is this guy getting drafted here? But the Patriots know their stuff, so we'll see.
Oh, yeah, and the Patriots drafted in the 7th round another receiver.
He's like, yeah, I have
no. Someone's got return kicks. Anyways. So,
but they concentrated all in defense as well, like the Packers did in their draft. They got one receiver, everybody else is on
the defensive. Yeah, everyone's
side.
Is defensive, right.
Wide receiver 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 squad, yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 defensive players in their draft. So, I mean, they get the part where their defense sucks. I mean, let's call that what it is.
So with that Dante Hightower and that Chandler Jones, those are good pickups right there for their defense.
Yeah, I like the pressure concept. Their secondary is still pretty darn weak though.
But they drafted 2 safeties.
I mean, they're relying on Patrick Chung at safety, unless these rookies or something amazing. They drafted 2 safeties, you said?
Yeah, 2 safeties.
Oh one, yeah, I see where it is there.
And
yeah,
second
one of 6.
And a 6th,
yeah,
6 from Ohio State.
Oh, see, there I am not knowing about Ohio State again. Figures. Moving over now to the Jets. They started with a defensive end as their top pick. Not really losing too many players, except unless you count, LaDainian Tomlinson to retirement, essentially. I don't think he's going to come back. I don't think he should come back. And then, of course, defensive, what was it?
Quentin Copels,
that's it. Right, Copels, as in, right, okay, got it.
Defensive end out of North Carolina.
So, I like the defensive end concept. I like that they're concentrating on rushing the passer, especially in that division. I mean, that's pretty nice, but their pickups include Tim Tebow, Drew Stanton, Chaz Schlein, and LaRon Landry. First of all, let's say this up front. I love the LaRon Landry pickup. Yes, Chris?
Put an asterisk by that Drew Stanton because he got traded to the Colts.
Oh,
when, yeah. Once Tebow got signed, when he signed on with the Jets, he was saying that he was going to be the backup quarterback to Sanchez.
Oops.
And once Tebow signed, he demanded a trade to one of these teams, and he got traded to the Colts for like a 7th round pick.
So he's the backup policy for Andrew Luck. That's really not a bad pick. That's not a bad pick at all. So I like that. And then so Chaz Schlein at receiver. They need receivers. Let's call it what it is.
It's Schillens.
I've heard Schlein's. I don't know.
S-C-H-I-L-E-N-S. Schillens.
I'm calling him Schlein's until I hear somebody else say Schillens. I've never heard Schillens.
I've heard Schillens. I haven't heard Schlein's. Schlein's.
You say Schlein's. I say Schillens.
Aroma should do. Anyways. How do you say Ashley Lee again, Weasel? So, no, with Tim Tebow, I mean, that's just a whole big gimmick. I don't even want to get into that. Look, we all know he's going to start within 7 chronological weeks of the season. Moving on.
And they also drafted Stephen Hill for receiver from Georgia Tech.
Okay, I think that's something that's drawing your attention there, yeah.
He's, Georgia Tech runs that wishbone formation. This guy averaged like 20-something yards a catch.
That's okay. Well, I mean, they don't run the wishbone in the pros anymore. But so we have the evidence in front of us, gentlemen. Not a whole lot of losses in the division to speak of. a lot of movement, a lot of pickups. I think it's mostly a lot of teams not re-signing people who they have on their squads. Who you got? I mean, I'm going to say it up front first here. I think the Patriots have this division pretty much locked up. Weasel?
Patriots, but I think the Bills, they may grab a spot for the wild card.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay, Chris?
Yeah, Patriots 1, Bills 2.
Okay. Yeah, I can get behind that. I think the Jets are going to struggle because they're going to need to still figure out Sanchez. Sanchez has to fail, I think, before they can move forward. Or Sanchez has to succeed before they move forward. He still is too much in limbo. The whole I got you to 2 AFC championship games thing is still too compelling to get rid of him outright.
And Jets need another running back. I mean, they picked him up.
Yeah.
In the 6th round from Baylor.
Right.
But they needed one higher than that.
I agree with you, man. I mean, they got rid of Joe McKnight, who was awful anyway. And who's the other back there, Sean Green? Yeah, he's still hurt for the most part. I mean, he may not be currently injured, but he struggled with injury last year. I think he had an injury the year before as well. I don't like where the franchise is going right yet. You got something, Weasel?
Yeah. There's an offensive guard out of Baylor, Robert T. Griffin.
Interesting.
Is he the first, and since the other one's the third?
I don't know.
No. RG1, RTG, RG. Instead of RG3, he's RG, T. Oh.
Yeah, that was a 6th-round pick by the Jets.
Yeah.
Robert Griffin.
It's weird he's in Baylor, though.
At any rate.
It was probably like the wrong Robert Griffin like they did in the Browns did last year when it's the Cameron something and Cameron Jordan and Jordan Cameron.
Oh, yeah.
Called the wrong guy.
I forgot about that. Anyways. So that'll wrap it up for the NFC East. You can check us out at www.thestoonofthegame.com. If you think the AFC East has more to talk about in it, please email it to us at thesotg@gmail.com. You can subscribe to us on iTunes and follow us on Twitter at thesotg. So we will see you guys next time. Class dismissed.